Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode 69 in the book of Revelation. Today's title is, What Kind of People Ought We Be? We've been doing a little bit of cross-references regarding the day of the Lord, that is, the Lord's second coming, aka the day that Jesus comes back. And yesterday we went to some cross-references and found that his return is going to be powerful. It will be glorious. It will be very public. It'll be sudden. And it'll involve some wrath. Revelation 1:7 says, Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of them. Even so, amen. So here's the points from today. The first one is that he comes only twice. So this is called the second coming of Jesus. But there's not a third coming and a fourth and a ninth coming. He does business and establishes his kingdom finally, once for all. His coming is final and eternal. So he comes again, but he never leaves. Daniel 7:13, I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and language should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away. So he's coming a second time, forever, finally, and eternally. He's going to come back the way he came, he left in Matthew. It says, men of Galilee, as they're standing there after the ascension, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the heavens? This is Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. He's going to come back with his saints. 1 Thessalonians 3, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another, which is a wonderful thing, at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. So he's coming back, and he's coming with saints and probably angels as well. And he's coming here to finish this judgment. He comes because people refuse to love the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. So up to this point in Revelation, we see agency and free will, and the opportunity to change your mind is coming to a close here in the book of Revelation. And here's the punishment. This is the most sobering thing today, in my judgment, is 2 Thessalonians 1:9. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. So if it appears that there will be those who will be with the Lord and those who will be separated from the Lord, and this will be eternal. It's going to be just. That's a repayment for his sins, and it's enacted on those who have continued to separate themselves. So we have some say in this, at least up to this point. So it's enacted on people those people who have continued to separate themselves from God before this day of the Lord. All right, he comes at the right time. He's not slow in waiting for repentance, but there's this fullness of repentance that has happened or has stopped happening, and that's the moment that he comes back. 2 Peter 3:8. Do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. 10, the day we're talking about here. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. 11, Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be? Answer is, we should be a person that wants to be with God. This podcast is called Be With Me, a little bit of a joke to be with me, a podcaster. The real issue is to be with Him. And the Lord is saying, be with me now so that you can be with me then. And draw near now so that you're not away from Him on the day of the Lord. Let's bask in His glory now to get ready to bask in His glory then. And we can even bask in the glory, even of this idea of Him coming back in this way. So in conclusion, we find that the Lord is powerfully coming back, gloriously coming back, publicly, suddenly, and wrathfully. He's only going to come back one more time. That's it. Second time, and that's final. That's eternal. He's going to do business and establish complete His kingdom once and for all. He comes again, but He doesn't leave. He's going to come back with the saints in heaven to the saints that are on the earth. And He comes because people have refused to love the truth. So there is judgment that's coming, and it is at the right time. He's been patient. He's been not slow. He's been waiting for repentance. And now that the fullness of repentance has happened or has stopped happening, that's the day of the Lord. So He's going to expose all. There's going to be no hiding, and there's going to be justice that is done. And their punishment entails separation from God. So what kind of people should we be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening this coming of the day of the Lord? Well, I think we should abound in love for one another. We should love the truth. We should make some room for God in our hearts, in our actions, and live so as to be with God now, and then be with God then. So let's make room now so there is room then. Let's make time now to gather in with the Lord so that there is time then that we can be with the Lord forever. Thanks for listening.